Ladies and gentlemen, this is Das Hobby, Germany's number one trading card show. And here are your hosts with the perfect podcast faces, Marcus and Dennis.
Hello, hello, and bonsoir. To our hobby podcast. Je suis Marcus, de l'autre côté il y a Dennis. Ça va, Dennis?
Oh, jetzt haust du hier richtig einen raus, oder was, auf Französisch? Das ist natürlich frech. Also hier gerade noch so getan, als ob er nichts kann und jetzt die Klappe aufreißen. Ne? Je m'appelle Dennis. My name is Dennis, ich bin Dennis. Und ich freue mich hier zu sein. Marcus, du hast, diesmal ist vielleicht die internationalste Sendung von allen, weil wir direkt zwei internationale Gäste haben.
Yes, and for this I now switch to English, so we mix a bit our language in our podcast today, so this is very international, and the first time also we have more than one guest, I think, in our podcast, if I'm right, so we have two guests in our podcast, we have the other beautiful podcast faces, I would say, in our show. Welcome Toby and Craig from Podcast. Kacht, I think I pronounce it right. Welcome to our podcast.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
We're happy to be here.
Salut, Marcus, Denis.
Ah, that's going to be so international. I love it already. So let's start with the simple question that Marcus and me, we always ask this each other too. Why did you start a podcast about trading cards or the hobby?
Yeah, I think it's for many people, the COVID, in France we say COVID, we have time, and in France there is no podcast about hobby, and with friends, yes, his friend Adrien, the podcast, but friends, it's mean friends, so friends of cards. Mm-hmm. And we try to build a little podcast with humor and news. And the big part of the podcast is some interviews of collectors, of the brand, and all the hobby. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. You are two. You're starting, if I understand you right, you're starting in beginning of COVID or in middle of the COVID. Since when do you have your podcast? The first episode was when?
Tobias, you can help me. I think it's 1 year ago.
Okay.
After the COVID.
Yeah. I think it's been like 14, 15 months ago. Yeah, that we had the first episode. And yes, it's just a funny adventure to talk to so many different people from different countries, and which reunites us is like the love for cards and for sports. So this is really a great thing to be able to talk about this with other collectors. And it's an amazing journey that's still continuing. Yeah.
So how did you guys meet?
Should I tell Craig? I came to Paris. When I came to Paris in 2009, there was a card show. If I remember right, it was end of 2009, end of 2009, close to Père Lachaise, of the big cemetery in Paris. And as I subscribed to the BTC to the BTC forum, which is like a dust card board in Germany, where collectors share their cards and box breaks. So I saw there's a show, and I went there, and I met a lot of people, and Craig was one of them. And since then, we became friends, as we saw each other regularly, not only for cards, but also he came over to my place when he was in Paris. So a great friendship was built like back in 2009.
Cool. And it's like a love story.
It's beautiful.
In
Paris, so romantic.
Paris.
Yeah. And the best of this is Tobias is a fan of Bruce Springsteen, and me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The boss.
Oh, two passion.
Yes.
It's nice.
That's the other thing, yes.
Greg, you,
no, we are friends.
You're no. born and raised in France or in Paris, or where you're from exactly?
Yeah, I'm working in Paris. I'm a firefighter in Paris.
Okay.
But I'm living in Britain. It's west of France. And I travel one or three times in a week, and then go back home for my family.
Okay. Let's start maybe a bit before the love story begins between you guys. How was it start when you started in the hobby? So what brings you together? Let's say like this.
I'm starting. For me, since I'm collector since 2001, when I came in Toronto, in the Sky Dome of Blue Jays, the baseball stadium, the ballpark, with my grandmother. I have 15, and I always like the baseball, the sports. Mm-hmm. And I bought my first pack of cards in the stadium. Okay. And I never stopped. And I'm collecting Derek Jeter and, since 2001, and never stopped. Never.
Okay.
And yeah, I started in 1993. I was playing basketball in Speyer. They had a team in second division. And I remember I was playing the youth team and we had a tournament. I think it was the South German Championships. And there was Florian Hartenstein. He's the father of Isaiah Hartenstein. He's playing NBA. And mm-hmm. he was sitting at a table and he was organizing his trading cards. And I was looking, I was checking, what's this? Man, this is amazing. So I was having a look. And then in Speyer, we had like a bookshop where I could buy actually cards, and this is how it all started with I think with half a box that I shared of 92-93 hoops. Mm-hmm. So I started in the days, and I never quit as Greg too, and I'm collecting Allen Iverson. I was building the first Flair Showcase Legacy Collection set of 96-97, mm-hmm. which are my favorite cards actually. And as I was opening so many boxes over the years, maybe in the 90s, I opened like 250 boxes. Or so I collect all the nice cards that I pulled. So I have a nice collection that grew over years. And it's a bit more difficult these days when you lived this amazing era in the 90s. But it's still so much fun to share all this with some friends. And yeah, we have amazing other collector friends here in France, so with whom we share all our passion. So it's still great. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. How is the scene in France? How is the community? Are you guys well connected there? Is there like a local scene, or are you connected like the Germans all over the world?
We met other actors in like on other shows, I would say. Yeah, with the time, there's some people from the BTC Forum, they organize card shows like in Hoops Factory in Paris or in Lille and at Kip Stadium. And so it's there where you meet actually the collectors. And then with some, you sympathize more. And then we also organize some smaller meetings. We go eating in Paris, like eight. We have a group of, I would say, 12 people that are very close.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to see each other at least two times a year all together, but with a smaller group of 6, 7, 8 people, like even more often, every 2, 3 months. And with Greg, I even see more often. So it depends. They don't live all in Paris, but I would say around Paris, 1 or 2 hours away, or Greg in Brittany. So we try to do it as much as possible.
Okay.
How is it in France? Because in Germany, we have also the community is going bigger and bigger now in COVID times. Of course, together with this, the prices, I think it's all over the world. And in Germany, we have now the second shop now with in Langenfeld, the Big Brother store, after the one in Berlin. How is it in France? Can you share a bit about the hobby situation in France? Is it easy to get cards? Are there shops?
I think Bias can tell you after, but in France it's very different. I can see that when I go to the Kaiserslautern show, mm-hmm. with gold standard grading, there is a lot of people. in France is very different. In the 90s, there is a lot of people who are collecting basketball with the NBA, and there are local shop in Paris, in Cannes, in the little city. And after, with the internet revolution, there is no local shop. And now there is no local shop.
Okay.
We have three websites with some boxes, some cards. But if I need baseball cards, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. I saw that in your country. It's awesome with Langenfeld. We are here for the opening day. Mm-hmm. There is a big dynamic. There is a lot of people. In France, it's just it's new and it's difficult with American sports. So I think Pokemon, football, card, soccer, there is a lot of people. For the US sports, it's different. Tobias, you can explain.
Yeah, it's true. It's not the same culture yet in France. It's still building the less collectors. Mm-hmm. But they do shows regularly. We went to a show in the north to Wankler, which is close to Lille. It was a nice show, like beginning of the year, with maybe, I don't know how many tables, 25, 30 tables, a lot of collectors, a lot of nice cards. But it didn't reach the same dimension as, for example, Kaiserslautern. Mm-hmm. So the German community is bigger. But this is something we need to work on. This is also where podcasts is helping. To explain the hobby to new people, even to younger people who don't know what it's all about, and they can discover, and maybe they can buy cards the day when the cards are also accessible, because now the prices are quite high. I would say a normal kid or has problems buying cards, the same as us, because it's been a long time before we met to open boxes, but it's been a long time ago because I think it got less interesting, as you see when you open boxes. Sometimes you get what you get for your money is sometimes very frustrating, and in general prices are too high. And so we really hope that in the future this will come down and there will be nice balance again, like it was when the market cools down a bit. Mm. This is what we really hope. And
Yeah, this I think the podcast, what you're doing could help. I think this is one part. And also, you, if I understand you right, you both are, we have some of our guests, like also me, had collected in the younger ages, then stopped because there was party and other things was more important. And but if I understand you right, you both are very constant collecting still until now. And I think you have a lot of experience also, which you can share then also with the youngers and so on. So yeah, this is also, I think, helpful. If I understand right, you also collect baseball and you base basketball, is it right? Cards, especially?
And correct baseball, possibly, yeah. And he's collecting also Jordan and Wizards. No, correct, that's right, yeah. So Wizards form, and I collect mostly basketball, but Craig started me a collection of Max Kepler, so I collect also baseball. I collect a bit of baseball, and it's interesting, you know, to see in baseball, for example, what we don't have in basketball right now, like tops, like the nice boxes, which we don't have, you know, which we are missing, which are missing, like products for a correct price of 120 euros. Let's say you get a box, you get two signature cards inside. This you don't get in basketball right now. And so even other friends, other collectors, they start opening some baseball boxes because it's more accessible. Because because we want to open something, you know. It's so I think it's very interesting to see the differences and the similarities of both sports. And even for me personally, I don't even know the rules of baseball. So, but I learn a lot from Greg. And
A good thing. Like you say, in France, the culture of the trading card is not the card, it's stickers. For the children, it's the Panini stickers of soccer. So when you go to the local shop, a pack. It's not comment dit cher, Tobias.
Expensive.
It's not expensive. So it's very hard for the French to understand that basketball cards are very expensive.
That's true. We all grew up, I think, with Panini stickers from the World Championship in the 90s. A lot of people started collecting early. But
Greg, what fascinates you about baseball and about the captain, Derek Jeter? Why is he your favorite player?
Yeah, when I start to love baseball, I saw the World Series for the core four of the Yankees, and you can see on the road, on the street, a lot of cap of the New York Yankees, but a lot of people don't know that it's a Yankees team. So I saw Derek Jeter, the captain clutch, the 2001 with the 11 September of home run in November. It's wonderful for the people, and I'm starting because my sister go to I don't know the word in English. There is a lot of shop sold their products for selling everything, and she found a pack of finest 1919, and I found a Derek Jeter Sterling finest refractor inside in one pack.
Okay.
And it was wonderful for me because I don't find the pack in France, and I'm starting to collect like that on Derek Jeter and never stop because I like the man with the sports, with everything about this player. And in September, we'll come to New York in the Yankee Stadium for the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Oh, wow.
For media in France, yes. And I think the story was...
you have to tell what the best one. You have to explain the story. It's so crazy how this... How this whole thing came to life. Explain quickly how you had the possibility to go there.
Yes.
It's so funny. I'm sorry. I have to tell you.
So tell the story. We need to know, Greg. We need to know. How did you get this privilege?
Yeah. When the ceremony, the date of the ceremony was new, a French, I wrote on the social media for a joke. If you pay the travel from me, I want to talk about this event, this ceremony. And I think it's not good. And someone write me and say, I can have some tickets for you if you go to New York. Ceremony, and you can assist on the talk about the baseball, the ceremony you love about Derek Jeter. So I have tickets for the ceremony and all the week for the five matches of the Yankees in the journalism section.
Okay.
So I don't believe it now.
This is really crazy.
It's a free agent in France. They are two majors in France who had the MLB license.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bein Sports, so the big one, and the free agent. It's a podcast, articles, and I have this. It's incredible.
well deserved, Greg. Well deserved, in my eyes. Well deserved.
I confirm, yes.
But I think that's a good message to all the kids. If you want something, just speak it into existence. I think just send it out, and if God allows, it will happen. Like to us, I really believe that. Like we have to give, and we get something back. 100%.
Yeah, the months I have another incredible story. Tobias, you can say this. There is a big social media with big podcasts of the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And I post a video of my collection, a part of my collection. And I say, I am a Jeter collector in France. And I tag Talking Yanks. And they retweet my video. And there is 300... comment on dit 30,000, Tobias?
30,000.
Yeah. Views and many people of the world who said, "Wow, you collect Derek Jeter in France." Amazing for me because it's a Yankees, a big podcast and a wonderful, so big year.
That's great.
And now that's so big.
That's nice.
Awesome. Yeah, to be honest, I think it's an episode of every first time, the first of France, the first of four people. And also, I think you are the first one who are collecting baseball in our podcast. I think we never had one before. Correct me, Dennis, if I'm wrong.
Yeah, because like in Germany with baseball, it never really got the grounds here in Germany. Like it's not on TV. It's nowhere. So how is it?
There is some good teams, and you have a Max Kepler in Major League Baseball. In France, we have not French baseball player in the Major League. So okay. I think there is something to do. And I found a big card in the Kaiserslautern show. So you have baseball.
Okay.
A little. Yeah.
We had it. Now you took it with you.
Yes, he went to France. Yeah, but I think this is also a question of culture, you know. Yeah. We even in Germany grew up with basketball, handball, soccer, and baseball is so far away for the young kids, and they cannot see it in television. And I think this is the reason, why we don't get so familiar with the sport. It's different than basketball because basketball is everywhere. We have great teams, we have a great national team. We were able to watch NBA even free television back in the 90s. Maybe for baseball it will be the same in the future, but I don't know.
In Germany, you have to have this one big channel who says, yes, we want to push this sport now. Because like right now with American football, you see it. One of the big German TV stations said, this is our sport. And they push it. And now Germans really like to watch American football. And we have the European League of Football here now, which is founded in Hamburg, actually. And they are now really went to Warsaw, and like they have 12 European teams in that league. So it's growing. So it's interesting.
I think it's very interesting. Even the NHL, I think one channel is showing the NHL and one is showing American football, but I think the problem is maybe also the time when the game starts. So it's maybe less interesting for a channel to show it because they think that not enough people are going to watch the games like in the middle of the night. Yeah. You have maybe one game Sunday evening or two games that start early, but in general, the games are really late.
But that's the same problem with basketball.
Yeah, I talk about basketball, I think. I don't know if I watch hockey, NHL, sometimes games early, NHL live sometimes, and I don't know if it's, it would be nice if we would have a channel like that would show games for free, because now you have to pay for everything, almost.
I want to come to one thing, Toby, what you mentioned, to come back to the cards also, because you said that it's also nice to talk with Greg about what baseball have in tops and cards. Could you highlight maybe two or three things, what you said, what is missing in basketball because it's existing in baseball, or is it overall?
I think what we can see for baseball is first the picture quality. Mm-hmm. Of tops of stadium club. They take amazing pictures.
Okay.
Things like this, you don't see in basketball anymore. You have, for several players, I have the impression that they take 10 times the same picture for one card in different series. Then you have all these parallels. Also, there are much more, I think, in the top stadium club, much more on-card signatures. And yeah, they just look nicer. I don't know. For me personally, all those parallels in basketball, all those different colors, I'm quite tired of it. Seeing every year, each and every year, the same things, the same concepts, and like nothing. You know already what's coming, like the next year. You know, so for me personally, it's also difficult. If you would put like one series all the different years in front of me, I could not sometimes tell you the difference which year is what year, and this. This could not happen in the 90s or early 2000s. You can clearly say which series, which year. And so, this is what I think personally is better in baseball. Yeah.
And as I said, I think Stadium Club, especially the series, is also get a lot of love in soccer, I think, Stadium Club, because this is also existing in soccer. So, and I agree with that. And I think also the backside of the cards is still very nice in baseball cards instead of what you find in basketball and football.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Stadium Club is not very expensive. It's it's very it's a very nice box. And if you don't have a best pool, you have a great set and a great photo. And I think it's a very, very good collection, and I think for the basketball collector there is a problem, and it's the same in baseball because there is only one brand for Topps baseball, Panini. We need some 1, 2, 3 brands for the ID, the different collection. I think it's not good for the hobby.
Yeah, and if I can take one example for now, the jersey cards, like in some products, they put on the back, this piece of jersey is not related to any kind of player or any game, or so they can theoretically take a towel or just a jersey from a shop and put it inside. So for me, this is completely senseless, because when you want to have a jersey card, want to be happy, you want that the player wore it, or this is the most important thing. It's like a player not signing his cards anymore. So sometimes I don't know how these decisions can be made. You know, it's all about money. I don't know, to produce as less expensive as possible and to sell the most expensive. Is it really just a business? For me personally, it's not. And so I think it will be very interesting to see what will happen in 2-3 years when the license will change, if we get back to a normal way of collecting with cards like we knew them, less sticker autos and real game jerseys and nice products. So, let's hope so. Yeah.
If you guys could change one thing in the hobby, in the whole hobby universe, what would you change right now?
Good question.
Thank you. I prepared it since 43 years.
Tobias, you can start.
Yeah, you know, for me it's nostalgic. I could say yes. Let's use the time machine, get back like 25 years to live this again. But this is not possible. We have to look ahead, and there have to be decisions made. Maybe different series, less parallels, no sticker autographs, less jersey cards in the box, less serial number cards in each box, because it's just too much. A serial number card is like a base card back in those days. It doesn't mean anything anymore, I think. So I think less is much more. So we need to get back inserts, 1 in 24 packs, 1 in 96 packs, 1 in 288 packs, the case hits, but just less of everything, more reasonable prices. Of course, the chances are less good to pull something, but when you pull something really nice, you can't be happy, and you're not ruined because you spend hundreds of dollars for one pack. You buy packs for $4 or $5, and it doesn't matter if you don't pull the big cards, but you pull some nice cards, and you're not ruined after buying some packs and boxes. So I think this is for me what I would wish to have.
I'm agreeing with Tobias, but now I don't change something because it's difficult, but we need something in France. We need to talk about trading cards. It's not a famous hobby, and now we can see Griezmann, the player of French team soccer, who is collecting NFL cards or basketball.
Okay.
And we need people who say, I am collecting baseball or football cards. So we need some people like Griezmann or personality to show for French that the hobby is very important. Mm. And the principal thing I think we can change something, it's in France, in Paris, we need to meet some collectors. You can open pack in real. You can exchange the problem. It's very difficult in France to build something because all the people are under their computer. So we need a shop like Langfeld with Pokemon, Magic, sports cards, but we need, you can see when Tobias in France, we have a meeting or a card show, the people are very, very motivated.
Okay.
And one big thing, to let the people know it's a hobby and it's not a business. And I think this shifts quite, it's fun, it's nice collecting cards. And I think this is not the a lot of people see it differently, or it went to a little to a different direction, which I regret a bit, but this is one thing I would like to change.
Okay, we can take care of that. I write it down. It's consider it changed.
Thank you.
No problem.
You're perfect.
That's what we're here for, guys. That's what it's like Christmas, a little like Christmas.
Nice. Thank you.
Just to come back to show us about your podcast, can you share about some guests you also hosted already in your podcast and what maybe was your highlight in this?
Yeah. Tobias, we can talk about this. Yeah, it's a highlight because Tobias, it's a good translator of me because in English it's very difficult for me. But one of my preferred guests, it's Mike Kramer from Pacific Trading Card.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Kramer, the CEO, and Gene of Arena Design of Flair. It was an amazing moment.
Yeah. And also Kiki was great.
Kiki,
We just
a problem.
We made a nice, great podcast, but then we did not record, and then we had to do it again. And you know, the second time,
the same.
The second time, it's never the same as the first time, you know. So, it was still fine the second time, but it was still nice. And then we had Ship My Cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we had
my preferred. It's Gene of Arena Design.
Gene of Arena Design was
we can talk 2-3 hours. It's amazing
because you're talking about all these inserts in the 90s that she created.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You could ask questions about the printing process. How did you this? What happened because some cards were not well centered? What happened with the machine? Maybe did they? So she could really explain everything, and this was so interesting how she came up with those designs that she saw things in real life in museums. And then she worked all this into cards. It's just a little boy's dream, you know, to have such a job. And so this was very interesting. Yeah.
That's really cool. So, and people can listen to your podcast everywhere where podcasts are available, right? Apple, Spotify, wherever. Want to listen to it.
Yeah, and you can find Arena Design in English. You have the translation. You have English part, a grammar too, so you can listen in English as the interview part.
Cool.
We have since two podcasts episodes ago, I think a name called Enter Oda. I don't know the German word for the English word for this. This or that.
That's
good. Yeah.
Dennis, we have not talked about that now, but maybe we can put some words this and that now in the room.
Let's do it. You want to start?
Yes. Yes. Graded or raw? Maybe just to explain a bit, we give two words and you decide which one you like to prefer. maybe explain also why this. Maybe we can change also who's answering, Tobias and Greg. And
can I answer the first one? for me, it's clear raw.
Okay.
Raw, because I want to touch my card. I don't want to be... Yeah. There was so much bad things going on with grading, so much terrible things. And I like a card raw. I don't give much about grading, and I want the card raw. This is 100% sure.
You don't give much, or you're not letting any of your cards graded? So you
know? I have some graded cards, maybe 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. 9 out of, I don't know, 50,000, 60,000. So it's not that much. I don't send cards to grading. I get card graded at Gold Standard Grading when I went to the show, for example. But I never send cards to America. I would just be too scared that they won't come back. And I like the card. I love the card. I don't care about the value they would gain if they would be graded, because I won't sell my collection now. But I prefer raw, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So my friend, I know why, because the same. I have 5 or 6 graded cards, and now when I bought cards in eBay, or I don't find some cards not graded, so the price is very expensive for me. So I like graded card for Onus Wagner cards or vintage card, because it's protection. I understand that, but for everything, no. I like Tobias. I want to touch my card, and I prefer.
Okay. So the next question is for you, Greg, and I think I can guess the answer, but I'm still asking a question. So, modern or vintage?
I don't know. For baseball card, vintage is very, very expensive card with a mantle or top stuff. So, for me, Derek Jeter, it's modern cards, but now there is 30 years ago, so it gets said that it's vintage too. So I prefer modern cards now, but when I open box now, I want to have a Jeter card, so it's a vintage player now.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay. Okay, Marcus?
I think you have also a channel. That's the reason why I'm asking now. It's podcast or YouTube?
Yeah. What do you guys prefer?
I think it's different. I like podcast because you can focus for the explain of the people, and you can imagine the card who speak or the story. YouTube. It's very popular, and I like that, but you can focus 1 hour of video, you can check your phone, or with a podcast, you are focused. I prefer podcast, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's you the do? Same.
Yeah.
Yes. The same, exactly the same reasons, yeah.
Like identical twins, I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. French-German connection.
So next question for you, Toby. Panini or Tops?
Yeah, this is an easy question. Tops, even if they don't produce basketball cards for the moment, but when I look back all over the years and I see all the products they brought out, Tops Finest, the first cards of Tops Finest, there's so many great series. It's not a hard question to answer, because I never got really warm with Panini.
Okay. Yeah, and I think for you, Greg, it's there is only Tops. So. Of course, you don't grade it too much, card, but if you decide to grade, is it PSA or BGS?
I think then it depends on how long the turnaround time is, you know. Of course. PSA is completely hot, you know, that term PSA now, it's the number one, and I quite like the BGS labels too. I like the holders, I like the subgrades when I had to choose, so it would that really depend on how long I would have to wait.
Okay.
Because if you want to resell, then you choose PSA maybe, but if it's for your collection just to protect, and then than the one who's fasted, or even another one, you know, or you, the fastest gold standard grade in Germany, you get a very good service and you get your cards very quick.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay. Let me guess, Greg, it's the same for you.
Yeah, I think BGS, because I like the frame of the gradation of the value of the card. You have the notation on the corner, the quality of the card. You know why the notation is. I bought an autograph of PSA of a Stadion Crème. The graduation is a 6 on the seller. Tell me, I don't know why it's a 6 graduation. And I'm agree, there is nothing you can see on the card why it's a 6 notation. So, okay, I paid less than the autograph can... the value, but I don't understand that. So BGS, I don't graduate my card. So.
so now it's like, it's a very easy question, but it's also the question that decides if we upload this podcast or not. So
you put pressure on, no?
Podcasts or does hobby?
There's not one without the other, so it's a combination.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's the subtitle for the episode. There's not one without the other. That's for the two of you. That's for our two podcasts. wonderful. Perfect answer.
Yeah, that was our game, this or that. And I think for the last part, we have also our Spotify playlist.
Yeah. Are you guys into music? We have a Spotify playlist, Das Hobby Spotify playlist. Oh. Every guest can choose one song that we put on the playlist. So it's a very weird playlist, guys. I'm going to tell you. It's it's really horrible. but now you can make it even worse.
Okay. Craig, I'll let you first.
Choose one song.
You can choose a song.
Whatever you want.
Yes. Oh. Everything I want.
Yes, everything. I know what I choose.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know the Montel Jordan. You know.
Yeah.
Montel Jordan. When Derek Jeter came on this first at bat at the Yankee Stadium, the song is how? Oh, I don't know.
This is how we do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good song. Perfect. Okay, Toby.
It's a very special song. You're not going to know it because it's a Bruce Springsteen show, song, and it's called The Angel.
The Angel. Okay.
Yeah, because he's talking about baseball cards in this song. So this is for Craig.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, man. This it's a very is quiet.
Man. It's a, yes, but I. You know, I had to take this one because it's a card. We're talking about cards, so it's not my favorite song, but he's singing baseball cards, yes.
Dennis, you never wished a song for me.
Yeah, because you're not that great a guy.
Okay.
These guys are much nicer than you are, Marcus. You have to learn that after all those. We nearly made 50 episodes together.
Wow.
Yeah. This is episode number like 49 or 50.
Okay.
So our podcast is every Wednesday.
Wow.
So
been quite busy.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of fun also.
We gave up all of our jobs and no family life. There's nothing.
For the cards, yes.
Only Marcus for me. Only Marcus for me. That's why I'm really struggling. You know, it was the pandemic. War and this podcast, like it's horrible.
Oh my god, I'm not sure what is the worst thing.
Me neither. I mean, I'm really struggling. This for me, the podcast is a cry for help. I'm only waiting till somebody gets me out of this mess.
It's important though these days, not to.
Ah,
it was fun.
So much love, guys. That's really wonderful. Yeah. You have good chemistry, the two of you. It's really fun and it's interesting to talk to both of you. I hope to meet you one day, both of you. Like,
yeah, it's too. Unfortunate
that we didn't run into each other in Kaiserslautern.
That's true. That's true. There would be another show in Germany or even in France, so you have to travel a little bit.
Yeah, like we said before we recorded, Greg, there's going to be a big show in Munich in November on the weekend when there's an NFL game in Munich. So on Sunday, there's a regular season NFL game in Munich, and Helge from Fanartikel Welt is going to host a trading card show on the Saturday.
Whoa.
I think
we book this.
Yes,
we'll come with all the time. Yes,
another big show. We go.
Yes, of course. Let's go. Munich is a nice city. You have nice beer. You have nice sausages. You have a nice, yeah.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
Thank you guys so much.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you too, Marcus. Do you wanna leave with the last words?
No, you already leave the nice words before. So about podcast. So thanks again also from my side, and hope to see you soon, guys. And
thank you very much.
Stay care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.